This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to go right now to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com and talk to Ben Brown of Pro Football Focus, who joins us. Ben, we really appreciate it. Thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm doing well, Grant and Danny. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity here.
Yeah, our pleasure. I just saw the 2022 top 10 pick draft order as it was posted, and I think this is just hilarious. So the Jets pick 4th and 5th. The Giants pick 6th and 7th. The Eagles pick 8th and 9th.
It's weird, man.
There are 3 teams with 2 picks in the top 10. Craziness. What does that even tell us? What should I take out of that?
I mean, I guess the right teams that understand that they're in rebuilding mode are trying to stockpile some picks. I do think that is, you know, a decent strategy. Obviously, the nice thing about the NFL right now is we have teams taking kind of conflicting stances on the value of draft picks. And I think we're going to see that, you know, kind of play out in real time, whether it's successful to kind of stockpile some of those things, especially at the top of the draft, or trade them all away, like, for instance, like the Rams do and some other teams tend to lean towards. So I think it's kind of an interesting case study in the overall value of draft picks in any particular year, for sure.
So, Ben, I don't know that anybody's great this year. If you disagree with me, you can tell me. I don't know if anybody's great. Who's really good? I don't trust anyone at this point, I guess is kind of my point. Who's really good right now?
Yeah, so I would say the Buccaneers are still really good. They have had, you know, the slip-up, especially against Washington 2 weeks ago, to their detriment. But I do still think they are that team that everyone else still has to beat. So I like them in the number one spot. I do think the Packers can definitely make a case, especially getting a little bit healthier here. They're going to have Preston Smith later on. They're going to get Jair Alexander, it sounds like, later on. And those are the only real significant injuries that they have. They've looked really good. I just think the pieces are in place for them to make a run. Then the Chiefs are still kind of lurking, I would say, a little bit, right? They've kind of turned it on as of late. Seems like Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid are kind of starting to figure some things out offensively, not having maybe as significant of some of those turnover-worthy plays that we've been seeing littered throughout the early season. So I do think those three teams, you know, kind of what we expected probably in the offseason, are kind of starting to rise to the top and already in, you know, an NFL season that has been filled with parity already. So it's been definitely crazy. I would agree with you that it's tough to really project some of these top teams on any given week. But when it's all said and done, I do think those are the 3 best teams in the NFL.
We started our show today breaking down the NFC playoff picture, and I think it would be great to get your insight, national perspective. So Washington right now is in. That doesn't really mean much on December 1st. But here are the teams they're competing most with for these last couple wild card spots behind the Rams in the 6 and 7 seeds: San Francisco, Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Philly. I mean, pick any few of those teams you want to, but whose chances do you like? Whose chances don't you like? And who should Washington be worried about for those 2 wild card spots?
Yeah, I think from Washington perspective, you definitely have to be worried about the San Francisco 49ers and Minnesota Vikings. They've beaten enough quality teams. They do seem to kind of, you know, I think what you want about Jimmy Garoppolo and Kirk Cousins, but they have played, you know, pretty well so far in 2021, especially of late for the most part. So I do think those are the 2 teams that Washington definitely has to be worried about. Those are also the 2 teams that I probably handicap, but I do think Washington is definitely that next rung. So they need to obviously do some things right. They definitely have to split with Dallas toward the end of the season, I do think, to get into the playoffs. So those are going to be big matchups coming up here. But, you know, Taylor Heinicke has been the best PFF passing grade from a quarterback over the past 3 weeks. So if he continues to perform the way that he has so far, you know, over these previous 3 games, they're going to be right in the thick of things for this wild card race, for sure.
PFF's Ben Brown with us here on Grant and Danny. And Ben, listen, I'm Rachel Dratch's character, Debbie Downer from SNL. While this three-game winning streak is happening, I'm going, yeah, but it's not a sustainable model. Like, it's fun right now, right? They've won three straight games playing this, you know, run-first physical brand of football where the defense has been accountable and swarming to the ball. And all this kind of wonderful stuff. They beat Tampa, and they, you know, these other two wins they've had against Carolina and Seattle, who aren't particularly good. Long-term big picture, I just want more. I want to be great. But right now, this minute, how sustainable is how Washington's doing it here down the stretch?
Yeah, definitely. And I agree with you. It has been a lot of the defensive performance. And I think, you know, Chase Young basically going out with that torn ACL, you thought maybe they would take a step back. It has seemed like they've performed above expectation recently. So I think that's the part that I would be most concerned with. It also goes back to Taylor Heineke's play over the past 3 weeks, right? He's played really, really well. Is that sustainable? Is he more toward, you know, the journeyman quarterback that everyone basically thinks he is? Or can he play up to the level that, you know, a guy like Kirk Cousins is playing at, like that a guy like, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is playing at, and actually get his team into the playoffs? And I think those are still probably more questions than answers right now, but those are the things that I'm most concerned with. So can they beat Dallas, that a team that is getting healthier, is going to have all their wide receivers here in on Thursday Night Football against the New Orleans Saints? Can they beat that team one of two times against a defense that maybe is kind of looking a little bit banged up? I think that's the question that needs to be answered here if you really want to buy into the Washington football team.
And if Dallas wins tomorrow night against New Orleans, they'd probably, I mean, unless almost every other game went their way, they might even need to sweep Dallas. How do you see the three teams in the East right now? You've talked about Washington, so maybe you can isolate the Cowboys and the Eagles. I started to think everything was lining up for Philly, and then they dropped a pretty inexcusable game to the Giants last week.
Yeah, definitely. I'm in the exact same boat as you. I was buying into the Eagles quite a bit as well. You know, it's tough to trust Dallas just with, you know, Dak Prescott kind of had a little bit of, you know, really high and then really low performances ever since returning from his ankle injury. So that's kind of been the question, is if Dallas can kind of put it together and be completely healthy, they're a really difficult team to beat. I do think they could potentially challenge, you know, the upper echelon of the NFC playoff teams and, you know, maybe play in that NFC championship game if they're hitting on all the cylinders, right? They have the weapons at the wide receiver position. And you know, the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts, they did drop the disappointing game. They basically dropped below Washington. We have the handicap race, basically. Dallas, 76% chance of winning the NFC East title. We have the Washington football team at 16%, Philadelphia down to 6%. We give Washington around a 35% chance at making the playoffs. So, you know, they have a path to get there, but it is going to be definitely interesting here over the next few weeks of the season.
Ben, the Ravens, they've won 3 of 4, but, I mean, eking out that W against Chicago, weird game against Cleveland where Lamar threw 4 interceptions. They lose to to Miami, eke out an overtime win against Minnesota. I don't know. I know they're 8-3, and I would kill to be that, but they're just not a very good 8-3. Where are they in the AFC?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, they, you know, and early in the season, of course, we're going to look back on it. They have, you know, beat the Lions basically on that Justin Tucker kick. So they have had a few games where they've just kind of squeaked out some really ugly performances. Again, they do have a couple really good ones, right? Like, you know, the win against their Chargers was really significant, 34-6 differential in that game. They did go in and beat, you know, the Chiefs when the Chiefs were probably, you know, close to their lowest point. So they're a team that is still really difficult to trust, right? They can bury teams on any given Sunday, but at the same time, they haven't necessarily really put forth what you'd expect. So we have them, you know, right around fifth, basically, in the AFC right now. Tennessee's probably still sitting up there, you know, at least with the most likely odds to make the playoffs, Patriots as well. I do still think, you know, the Bills and the Chiefs are kind of the class of the AFC, and then those next three teams, the Titans, Patriots, and Ravens, it's tough to know really what to expect come playoff time with any of those three teams.
Benjamin Brown of PFF on Grant and Danny. What I'm about to say is disrespectful to the Cardinals, and I'll apologize in advance. I guess I'm a see-it-is-believe-it guy, right? I mean, thinking of Miracle on 34th Street here in December. I feel like if they played the Bucs or the Packers in an NFC Championship game or in a playoff game, I would pick the opposite team to beat them in their place every single time. Is that crazy? I mean, do you think that even though they're the one seed, like, do you think that they should be favored in a game against one of those teams if we got down to the wire in the NFC, if things stay as they are? How do you see that?
Yeah, I don't see it, right? I think we have basically the Packers probably like a point and a half better than Arizona on a neutral field. We have, you know, Tampa Bay closer to two and a half points for Arizona. So with the fact that I only put home field advantage right around a point, I do think both the Packers and the Buccaneers would be favored in a playoff matchup in Arizona. So it's just, you know, it's tough to see. Cliff Kingsbury has obviously done some really good things with the injury situation with Kyler Murray, going 2 of 3, kind of keeping it close to the vest, right? Like, a lot of people really didn't know the extent of Kyler Murray's injury. It's obviously a lot more serious than what we first understood or even projected it out to be. So kind of holding it together within them, being able to pull off some wins with Colt McCoy at quarterback has been impressive. But I do think I still need to see it from Kyler Murray as far as, you know, crowning him for this MVP type status and him actually being able to beat Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady when it actually matters.
Who's going to win the MVP? And might they just not have one this year because nobody really seems to want it?
I think they maybe should just not have it this year. That would be my vote right now if I had one. But I do think, I mean, it's going to potentially be Tom Brady. I know that's not all that exciting, a little bit frustrating. But if they take care of business over this latter half of this latter course of the season, I do think he's probably the guy. But there are more interesting races this year than the MVP. I do think there are, you know, a number of quality candidates in some of those other markets. But the MVP race is just, you know, a complete crapshoot right now. But Brady seems like he's the most likely, as, you know, unappealing as that probably sounds.
Benjamin, I'm coming in blind here, but one of my favorite skills, I feel like, is I'm really good at picking out accents. Can I guess where you're from?
Let's drill it. I know you're going to drill it, so let's hear it, yes.
It's one of two things. It's either Wisconsin or Minnesota. I'm not sure which.
Yep. You're one of two. You are correct in that one, for sure.
It was Midwestern.
Where are you from?
I'm from Minnesota, yeah.
Okay.
So Minneapolis, St. Paul, born and raised. I actually grew up, you know, closer to the Iron Range, so big hockey fan, obviously. Sweat out the Vikings here every once in a while, but my fandom has transitioned or moved more toward my betting account, player props, fantasy, and those sorts of things, as opposed to
how
being
do you think
loyal
they'll do
to any one team.
Dalvin Cook. Everyone always thinks they're dead in the water, and you know they plug in Madison, and he's not as explosive, but generally he goes out and is like a top 5 or 6 fantasy running back every time he starts.
Right, definitely. I mean, he has it in him, right? And I think the Dalvin Cook injury maybe helps them by subtraction in some ways, because they're going to allocate more resources to a guy like Justin Jefferson, who should be getting involved right away downfield and early in the game as possible. And when they have done that, thinking of, you know, like the Chargers game and a couple other spots, they have been really successful offensively. So I do think taking on a little bit more of an identity, getting Justin Jefferson, who is their number one playmaker in that offense, involved early and often, I think is only going to benefit that team long term. And hopefully they can start separating away from some teams and maybe get 1 or 2 comfortable victories here toward the end of the season. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, though.
Ben, thank you, man. This is really fun. Appreciate you joining us.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your show.
You too.
Be well, buddy. There's Benjamin Brown of PFF.
I said you too when he said have a great rest of your show. I told him you too.
It's like when you're in the airport and the waitress brings over your wings and she's like, all right, anything else? You go, nope. She goes, have a safe flight. And you go, you too.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.